I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture.
From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians,
follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller. Let me tell you about TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere, man.
No, no, cut.
We loan everywhere, man.
No.
That's because
What?
You said you could sing.
That was good.
That's blood-curdling. Kevin, you better stick to mortgage lending and let me do the singing.
We loan in Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Flower Mound, Bedford, Burleson, Bartonville, Blue Mound, North Lake, South Lake, West Lake, Louisville, Gainesville, Glen Road, Bladewater, Colleyville, Poetry, Paradise, Plano, Red Oak, Rowlett, Rockwall, Roanoke, no joke.
We're TexasLending.com. We're a different kind of mortgage company. Call us at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or see us at 4100 Alpha Road, Dallas, 75244.
We loan in Grapevine, Greenville, Granbury, Grandview, Hillsboro, Whitesboro, Winsboro, Valley View, Coffin, Keller, Corsicana, Kennedale, Cedar Hill, Spring Hill, Saginaw, Sunnyvale.
We're TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere.
Call 972-387-4600, license 137-773, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. The time of day and a weekend where you get to think about all the happy things that come with a mortgage. Whether it's going to be 15 years or 30 years, or maybe you're going to be selling your house next week and never owning a home again. We're going to let you know everything you wanted to know and things you didn't want to know about mortgages. And this is a rainy, cloudy day today?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's still warm, though.
Yeah, it is nice. Warm. You got to enjoy the warmness, and the coldness is coming. It's right around the corner. But we are here to share with you about your home loan, and we want you to get in touch with us early and often at 972-387-4600. We are going to talk about your home purchase, your refinance, your home equity loans, maybe some FHA loans and VA loans and jumbo loans. Get in touch with us today. That text line is 972-387-4600. You text us. We answer your questions. Joining me today, inappropriate Uncle Bubba. You all have one? Maybe you don't have one. Maybe you want to have one. If you don't have one, he'll sign up for you. He'll come on over Christmas.
Yeah, or you probably discovered one at Thanksgiving.
So. Yeah, if you want to have all the relatives leave early, have inappropriate Uncle Bubba show up.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe they'll stay longer. Who knows?
I'll charge, too.
Yeah, he's entertaining. 972-387-4600. Get that text going. We want to answer your mortgage questions. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. And joining us today is nothing less than extraordinary. The talents and the knowledge and the experience of the Pitmaster, Ken Knight.
Good morning, boys.
We're going to call you the Pitmaster. We're good with this, right?
I'm good with it. I think we should roll with it.
All right.
For today.
Some people said you go by something else after 10 p.m., but we're not going to bring that up here on this show.
This is a
family
show.
Yes.
The 10 p.m. radio show will be a little bit different.
Yes, I know. We already have inappropriate Uncle Bubba. He delivers everything we need there. So we want to take your phone calls. We want to answer your questions. You know, we've never really had a phone call on the show. We'd love to have you call us, but if you want to just text us, that works just fine. What's going on in the mortgage world? Mortgage rates have dropped. In the last month, they've dropped nearly 1%. If you're out there a month ago, you're reading the papers, you read that, mortgage rates have hit, 7%, 7.1. We're locking loans in the high fives on some FHA loans. We're not locking loans in the low sixes and some other loans. And maybe you have some low credit and a low loan amount, and your rate's closer to 7. We're still seeing some of that, but we're seeing a lot of loans. Ken, what are you seeing out there?
What I'm seeing on almost every single contract that comes across for a home purchase right now is the seller paying every dime of closing costs.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to one of our realtor affiliate, TDT Realtors. If you ever want to go to a great realtor company, it's go TDT, T as in Tom, D as in dog, T as in Tom. It's TDT Realtors. Go there online. Go to TDTRealtors.com. I was talking to Stuart over there.
Yeah. I had lunch with him yesterday.
He said, Stuart said that he had a $350,000 sales price. They got the contract at $340,000, and then the seller paid 4% towards their closing cost and buying their rate down.
Yes, and a lot of it we're using to buy the interest
rate. Is that your loan?
That might have been. I've had quite a few of them. It's been one of mine.
Yeah, so he said that. So instead of like last year, if you tried to sell your house for $350,000, then people were bidding up and you're selling it for $400,000.
Yeah, and even though the rate was significantly lower back then, you were still bringing $50,000 more to closing.
Yeah.
It's actually cheaper for about 8 or 9 years right now based on projections.
Well, we've seen rates come down 1%. We've seen sellers buying people's rates down for them, paying towards closing costs. And at this $350,000 original sales price, when it was all said and done, the borrower brings $328,000.
Even because less with the closing costs.
That's what I'm saying. The seller paid $12,000 towards closing costs. So the consumer netted
$308,000.
Well, it was $340,000, and they paid the closing costs. Okay. So $328,000 when it was all said and done versus $350,000 and an extra $50,000. So. Yeah. There are some great deals if you're out there looking for a home right now. Sellers are helping pay closing costs in many transactions. People still have a lot of equity in their homes in many situations, and so they have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to get a good deal on a home. And you know what? Like we said, you marry the house, you date the rate. If rates fall further, you can always go out there and date a different rate. And, you know, and lock it in later. And you might date it for 3 years, you might date it for 7 years, and maybe you're going to marry the rate, too, if you stick with it for 30 years. But you know what? We want to be here to answer your questions, and we want to be here to help you. So text us your questions at 972-387-4600. That's how you get in touch with us. Text us now. All right. So, Ken, you're on the home purchase team.
Correct.
And so you do home purchases. Interesting. It's been interesting. This is the first month that we've seen the entire year. Literally, the mortgage industry dropped 10 to 20% every year, every month this year. So if it was at 100 in January, then it dropped 10% between January and February. Then it dropped, so you're at 90, and then 10% of that. Then you're at, so you keep dropping 10% of where you are. This is the first month, December here, at the beginning of the month, where we've actually seen an increase.
Yes.
We have seen about an increase of about 20% in our loan lock activity. That means 20% more locks in the first six business days of December than we saw in the first six business days of November. That's the first time all year. We don't know how long it'll last. Mortgage rates tried to inch their way back up the last couple days. We want to be here to help you. So text your questions in now so we can get you locked in. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, we can help you there. Get that cash out of your home today. 972-387-4600. Bubba. What do you want to hear about today, Bubba?
I want to hear about this purchase market that you're talking about. That seems like the thing to still be talking about. I mean, refinance rates are still, you know, up there.
Well, here's the thing.
We were talking the other night about how the HELOC rates are now
8 to 9%.
8 to 9%. So
people are for a while there, your HELOC rates are very similar to your cash out refinance rates.
Right.
Well, now your HELOC rates are up around 8 or 9, but we're seeing some cash out refinances around 6.
Yeah.
And so with that being the case, the Federal Reserve is going to be meeting here, and they're going to raise the overnight rate again. What does that mean to all of you? Home equity lines of credit are tied to the overnight rate. 30-year mortgages are not. So I told you that mortgage rates dropped 1% last month. You didn't hear that the Fed dropped rates, but mortgage rates dropped 1%. Mm-hmm. So people are anticipating a recession. That's what that means. When long-term rates drop and short-term rates rise at the same time, when the long-term rates are lower than the short-term rates, people are expecting a recession. That's good if you're trying to get cash out of your house. If you're trying to get that home equity loan, a lot of you have your home paid off. And you need to get 100 grand or 200 grand, or you want 100 grand or 200 grand. We've seen a lot of people getting a couple hundred grand out of their house. Their home's worth 500. They come out and they get a couple hundred grand. And it's better to get a cash out refinance at 6%, 6.5%, than it is to get a HELOC at 8, 8.5. And with the overnight rates rising again, Federal Reserve's going to raise the overnight rate. That means HELOCs are going to go up another 0.5%. So there's a better differential there for you if you're trying to get that cash out refinance. Text us now, 972-387-4600. Okay, first question of the day. Should I wait for rates to drop? They have $20,000 saved for a down payment. And they are a score of 580. Their annual income is $125,000. So they're making 10 grand a month. Deal over that. So they can probably afford about a $3,300 house payment, which is 33% of 10 grand. Mm-hmm. So they can afford that, but they have a credit score of 580, Ken. What do you suggest? Should they have 20 grand saved? Should they buy now with their 580 score? Should they try to get their credit a little bit better?
Right now, we're at the beginning of a buyer's market for real estate. And if they get in now, they're going to get a much better deal on the home today than when everyone else realizes it's the buyer's market and there's 100 more buyers out there for every individual home. Credit score qualifies.
The other thing that happens is this, man. Let's talk about that credit score first.
You might be able to get it up.
That qualifies just fine. Of course, the higher the better. But if you're over a 580 credit score, you meet most mortgage guidelines for most programs.
When we say you meet, your credit score qualifies, but obviously there's a lot of other things in the credit rate to take a look at.
Interest rates are going to be a lot higher at
580. For example,
the rate will be higher on that credit score than compared to a 700. But you can still get
I'd take some of that $20,000 and pay off some debt because you don't need $20,000 down to buy a house.
And we can do that scenario for you.
That's
we can
right.
look at it. We can tell you what needs to be done if you want to get those scores up.
Let's look at it this way. If they bought a $400,000 home and they had to put 3% down on conventional, they're going to need a higher credit score than what they have for conventional.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the minimum down payment for conventional is 3% for a first-time home buyer, but that comes with other qualifications. You have higher mortgage insurance on those loans. You need a better credit score than you got right now. FHA, you can get in at 580 is the score you're going to need for that. However, you're going to need 3.5% minimum out-of-pocket for FHA. That also has an MIP with it. Your APR is a little bit higher because of that MIP. But if they can get their score better, get it in the 600s.
Yes.
You know, eventually, if they get over 620, they start to bring conventional loans into play. With a 580, your best bets are FHA or VA if you qualify as a veteran. However, everyone has a different scenario. And a 580 credit score, some things we need to know. A 580 is a snapshot of your credit score. It's like taking a picture of a train. You just take a picture of one of the carts in the train, but you don't know if you have a picture of that cart. You don't know if it's going right or it's going left, right? You know, is your credit going down? You're at 580 now. Is it getting worse, or you have a 580 credit score that's getting better?
Yeah,
you're going to have the best chance of qualifying if you have a 580 score, but your scores are getting better now. If your scores are getting better, we can take a look. And if they're getting worse, we'll take a look and say here's where you stand. It's a free call. It's a free assessment. We'll take a look at your credit and tell you if you qualify. Go online and apply. We want to help you know these minimum down payments come with different APRs for everybody. It's your APR is going to differ based on your down payment, your equity position. It's going to be different based on your loan size, the type of loan you're getting. Every scenario is going to be different. You and your neighbor are all going to have different APRs because your loan amounts are different and your equity positions are different. Your loan amount, all the things that cause these things to be different. Get your text in now, and we'll answer them here on the show at 972-387-4600.
That was a good one to start with.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. Now, if they do get a $400,000 loan and it's 3%, 3.5% down for FHA, you know, they're going to have, what, 14 grand out of pocket there.
Yeah.
For down payment. So they have 20. You know, that can get eaten up real fast. There's no rush. There's no rush to own a home. Now, you might say, yeah, you know, if you're not leasing, my lease is coming up in 2 months. I got to make a decision here. But you know what? Take your time. Get your credit where it needs to be. Keep some money saved. And
the nice thing is there's properties becoming available that weren't available, you know, a year ago.
Here's the other thing. We are in December. And December is annually the month of the year where there is the least number of people applying for a home purchase loan. In January, everyone says, it's the new year. It's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to buy a home. I want to be in it by June. Let's apply with TexasLending.com today. And you do all that in January. In December, those mortgage people have time on their hands, especially this year with the industry being down. So great time to apply for a loan in December. Everyone's got time.
You know
to
what else is
for
it
you.
Is good time for?
Time for a break.
Yeah, a break.
Oh.
You're going over.
Well, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is trying to straighten himself out here.
Yeah, I'm trying
following
to be
the rules there, Bubba.
Be the good.
Golly. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, we want to answer your questions. I keep on giving out the number. That's also the number to a great loan officer at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. We're coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
With your debts rising and your debt payments rising, now is a great time to call TexasLending.com for a cash-out refinance. At TexasLending.com, we can help you with Texas cash-out refinance experts save money on your monthly debts by lowering the interest rates you're currently paying on your other debts to a low-interest rate mortgage. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 137773. Equal housing lender.
Friends, is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Tolbert Garage Door, your go-to for commercial and residential garage installation and repair needs. Call Colby for a free estimate today, 469-909-0956. Tolbert Garage Door is open 24/7, the door that separates you from the rest of the world. Are you secure? ToLbertGarageDoor.com or call Colby at 469-909-0956.
Call Tolbert for garage doors. Call Tolbert today.
Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer and three-time champion. Trust me, I know about joint pain.
Pro Football's all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith, talks about chronic joint pain and exciting new regenerative treatments from QC Kinetics.
I know what it's like to fight through pain, but now, you and I, we have help. QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in advanced, all-natural regenerative medicine that can give you lasting relief with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Do you suffer with constant pain from arthritis or injury? Pain in your knees, hips, shoulders, or lower back? Don't assume steroids, pain meds, and surgery are your only options. Regenerative, restorative, natural solutions are now available.
Don't let your joint pain keep you from doing the things you love.
Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation and learn how regenerative medicine can repair and restore damaged joint tissue.
Make the call to QC Kinetics. Tell them Emmitt Smith sent you.
Call QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610. That's 972-972-8610. 972-972-8610.
Over the river and through the woods to grandfather's house we go. Yep, and you know how many others are doing the same? There are other travelers on the highways, and their shipments and deliveries all requiring company trucks. If you're hit, the other party's insurance will want you to settle ASAP. But Frankel & Frankel will make sure the guilty party pays you what's right. If they take your case, you will never pay out of pocket. The consultation is always free. Just call 214-333-3333 or truckwreck.com.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Landlords are increasing your rent. Call TexasLending.com to get that home purchase done today. I'm talking to people that have seen their rents increase by $500 a month. Call TexasLending.com. Start building home equity with a home purchase with TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with the Pitmaster, Ken Knight, and Appropriate Uncle Bubba. I need a stage name. I used to
watch that show. I haven't watched it in a long time.
Make sure you get in touch with us today. We want to answer your questions. 972-387-4600. Let's get right to us. Right to it. You discussed doing a cash-out refi for paying off debt. You can use it, cash out refinance for anything you want.
Yeah.
But what about using it for a commercial loan down payment to start your own company? I don't need one to start my own company. Why would I do that? Okay, anyway, so I have money in the market, but I have lost 18% this year, so I hate to use it. I have $1 million plus home plus 70% equity. They can get cash out. Sure, now, listen, they want to start their own company. Now, if you're going to get cash out of your home, one of the things you're going to document is you have a job. We're going to document your document your W-2s, your tax returns. If you don't have W-2s, you're self-employed, and you know, when you're paying yourself dividends or distributions or whatever it is, we need all those tax returns and things. Now, if you go off and say, I'm self-employed, I'm going to get this money out of my house, then you're going to quit your job, then start your own company. Hopefully that'll all work out for you. You know?
Right.
So anyway, this person can get a cash out refinance. They can call and check it out, but we got to know more about that employment situation. You know, are you going to stay employed while you start your own company? Are you going to?
Well, they had 70% equity, and when you're doing a cash out refinance, going over 70% equity, especially on a jumbo, is a tall order, and it's going to take.
No, they have 70% equity.
Oh, they've got 70%. I thought they.
You thought that they have
30% equity.
You thought they had 30% equity.
You mean they have 30% equity?
No, he's got 70.
Yeah, he's got 70. Read I got 30.
Yeah.
Read the question.
All right.
Well, so,
I can't. My eyes are so bad.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
What schools did you go to?
Dallas Independent School District.
Dallas Independent School District. See, sorry for all of you out there. So, so anyway, this person has, if they have $1 million home, it says $1 million plus. Let's say they had $1 million home. And they had
70%. They owe $300,000.
They owe $300,000. They want to get $300,000. They want to get $400,000. Give us a call. We'll take a look at it, see what we can do.
Yeah.
TexasLending.com. You know where to go. Call us today. All right. Next question. Get your text in, though. 972-387-4600. This person says they have no debt. The rate's 2.6. It's a good rate. Is it worth it to sell and move for a higher rate or hang on? I have around 100K equity in my house, 10K saved, credit is in 700s. So they want to know, hey, do I go buy another house right now? I got a 2.6 rate on my mortgage. You know, we can't answer the question for you. Is it worth it to sell? We don't know if it's worth it because here's why. We don't know what you want to do with that 100K. Do you need it? Do you need it now? Can you get, you know, if you sold the home, you'd have the 100K
to put down.
You don't own the interest rate, right? You're not, hey, I own this 2.6 rate I want to hold on to. You own the house, and the rate you're paying on interest on the amount you owe is 2.6. If you sold the house, you took 100K out, you didn't buy another house, you just have 100K. There would be no interest rate on that. Talk to a financial planner and invest it. If you want to use it to buy another home, you could do that too. I know a guy who would like to help you sitting here right here, the pit master. What's going on, Ken? What do you think?
Well, sometimes you got to play checkers or chess. In this case, why sell the house? If you have just a little bit of down payment for the next one, if that's in a good area, keep the home, rent it
You're
out.
You're trying to promote rental properties?
If they want to keep that rate.
Well, if they want to keep
a renter in there.
Well, so here's the deal. You know what? You need to take a look and see what you want to do. If you want to move to another home, that's something you want to think about. You also, we're seeing some FHA rates. We've locked in the mid-5s this week. Now, rates came up a little bit Friday, Thursday. But we're seeing FHA rates in the mid to high 5s, a lot of them. And so let's say someone wanted to do a 2-1 buy down, and you wanted to buy that rate down. You took some of that 100 grand. You got yourself into a new home. You wanted to do a 2-1 buy down. And instead of having your rate at 5.75, you started at 3.75. You know? And you were in that for a year. Then eventually mortgage rates sometime came down and you refinanced to a fixed rate mortgage. Now, how does a 2-1 buy down work? On FHA, if your rate was 5.75, you'd pay some interest up front to buy your starting rate down to 3.75. So your rate would start 2% below your eventual fixed rate. It would start at 3.75. Then it would go to 4.75 the next year. And then after 2 years, it would be at 5.75. You can also buy down the loan permanently. You can buy down the rate. Maybe use some of that money to, instead of 5.75, you could buy it down to 5.25 or something like this. Maybe you can have the seller pay some closing costs to buy your rate down. These are options that are out there right now. They're out there in the market. We don't have all your answers for you. Ken gave you an idea. Maybe you want to be a landlord, and maybe you want to go buy another property. These are all options for you. We're just going to share options.
It's all about options.
You can think about what you want to do with it, and call us today at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. If they sold the home, if they had 100 grand, they'd have to pay a realtor to sell it probably. And then after that, you know, if they had 100 grand in their pocket, you could use some to buy a new home and then put some in your bank. It's always nice to have some in the bank, right? So you have some good options there. Hopefully you can work with TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply and keep texting us, and we'll answer your questions here. All right, next, guys. Anything before we go to the next question?
Negative.
All right.
Ghost Rider.
Okay, I was trying to see if you think it is currently a good time to build, or should I wait? Should they build a home? They have $120,000 of equity on their land, $30,000 saved, a credit score of 764, and they make $10,000 a month. So this person who's texted in, they have land, and it sounds like they want to build
on their own
land. On their land. Okay? Mm. So here's what's interesting. They have equity in their land of $120,000. What we don't know is what the value of the land is, right? Yeah. It says they have equity in the land. You can use equity in that land as your down payment on a build job.
Mm-hmm.
A build job is what they call a home being built. So if your home's being built, you can use that $120,000 equity as the equity in the final transaction. So here's what you would do. You have land. You would call a builder and have them spec out your property. And you would get a construction loan from the builder, right?
Or the bank.
Now, if the builder got a construction loan on your property, they're going to want a takeout letter. A takeout letter means when they're done building, we're going to take them out of that loan with construction to permanent refinance.
Right.
The construction loan will be refinanced to a permanent loan through a construction to permanent refinance.
With that, the value of the land and the house.
And then the land equity you have there would be used as the down payment on your loan on the final final construction of permanent refinance. Now, your other option is you go to a bank and you do a one-time closed loan. And your one-time closed loan would be a loan where you take your land, the construction loan, and your final loan, you throw them all into one loan. Okay, that's done by the bank. The bank gives money to the commercial lender. The rates are higher. So the one-time construction loan is you getting the loan rather than the builder getting the loan to build a house. These are your options. Whether it's time to do it, that's your question. You're going to have a property there. It's going to have value. And the new construction on that property. Rates are going to go up and down. Some people have a zero rate in their house. Their home's paid off, and they got to get cash out. Are they going to wait for rates to get to 2% to get cash out? Or are they going to keep putting stuff in their credit cards at 20 to 30%? Retail store credit card rates, I read yesterday that retail store credit card rates are up around 30% right now. So when you think about getting a cash out refund, it's at 6% or 6.25% or 6.5%. Or I don't know where all you're going to fall with your credit scores and your loan sizes and stuff. But, you know, if you have your home paid off, you have a zero rate mortgage, and if you need cash out of it, this person wants to build, Ken. If they went and built, they'd have a home. Maybe it's a $500,000 home. If the rate's at 5.5% and the rates drop to 3%, they refinance it, right? If they pay it off someday, they want to get cash out. Maybe the rates are at 11%. They got to get cash out at 11% rate. You marry the house, you date the interest rate.
Yes.
Okay, so the rates are going to move around, you know. And so anyway, you have options. Text us today. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. You can text us 972-387-4600. Next question, next person texting in, we're going to answer after this break.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Their question is, how do you get rid of PMI without affecting their interest rate? How do they get rid of PMI without affecting their rate? We can answer those questions for them, but we're going to answer that question after this break. I want to find through the fan.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
If you're shopping for a mortgage, shop with TexasLending.com. Check out your bank's rate, then call TexasLending.com. Check your builder's rate if you're buying a home, then call TexasLending.com. It's TexasLending.com for the best deal you're going to get on a home loan in Texas. 972-387-4600 online with TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
Today, we're all looking for ways to cut our monthly spending without cutting corners. When you become a Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas member, you get a partner who's by your side, helping you get more out of your coverage. See if you qualify for financial help, which could lower your monthly payments to $0. Enroll today at shopbluetx.com or call 1-888-672-BLUE. For over 90 years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been here with a variety of plans to fit your needs and budget. And as a member, you'll have access to quality health care and benefits like telehealth and emotional well-being programs. Enrollment is happening now. Go to shopbluetx.com or call 1-888-672-BLUE. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas will stand by you through it all. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve company.
This is Joe Cordell. In other ads, I've talked about the weighty matters that are on the table in divorce: assets, debts, spousal support, and of course, children. But here I want to talk to you about a troublesome issue that arises early and often in the divorce process, but which attorneys, including myself, say too little about, and that's the cost of a divorce. Yet as important as this factor is, it shouldn't overwhelm the more deserving issues that are raised by divorce. But here are just a few things that Cordell & Cordell is doing to help. We have now reduced our initial deposit or retainer. Also, there's no longer a charge for initial consultations for those who retain. And finally, we now provide on the front end a maximum fee pledge for certain modification and support matters. The bottom line is that to be a partner men can count on, we have to think about all their needs, and attorney fees are no exception.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Dallas-Fort Worth area attorneys. Offices in Dallas, Fort Worth, and St. Louis. CordellCordell.com.
Hello, I'm Dax Kirks, co-owner of Best Buy Windows and Siding. We help people all over North Texas save thousands upon thousands of dollars every single day replacing their old inefficient windows. One experience I like to share: I was giving a quote to a couple in Southlake with a fairly large home, around 50 windows, and they had been quoted over $100,000 from those window companies we've all heard of. Best Buy ended up doing the project for around $25,000, saving these folks $75,000 in the process. Now that's savings. We proudly offer 10 double-pane single-hung windows for $54.50, 10 upgraded double-pane single-hung windows for $59.50, or 10 triple-pane double-hung windows for $79.50, all installed with a lifetime warranty, high performance at low E and argon gas, BBB A-plus rated. Give us a call at 972-200-4485. That's 972-200-4485. Or visit us at BestBuyWindowsAndSiding.com.
Amazing quality, the very best prices. Best Buy Windows and Siding.
We are back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, here to share with you your happiness that comes with a mortgage. 972-387-4600. Text us right now. We want to answer your question. We have text lines open. And you can also call a loan officer this morning. They're waiting to take your call. If you're trying to buy a home, call TexasLending.com today. Go online and apply. We'll be happy to help you. 972-387-4600. All right, here's the question. The question is, how do I get rid of PMI without affecting my interest rate? So for everyone listening, and if you just listen to mortgage shows because you're just addicted to mortgage shows, and some of you don't know what PMI is out there, and so we're going to share with you. PMI is private mortgage insurance. There's government mortgage insurance. It's called MIP on an FHA loan, mortgage insurance premium. And private mortgage insurance is called PMI. So some of you have mortgage insurance premiums from the government. You want to get rid of that. Some of you have PMI, private mortgage insurance, and you want to get rid of that. Why are you paying the insurance? Because you had, when you bought the home, you had less than 20% equity. Now, I can tell you, on an FHA loan, even if you put 20% down, you're still going to have PMI or MIP on it. FHA loans have MIP regardless of what your down payment is on them. On your conventional loans, if you put 20% down, you're not going to have PMI. So this person has this private mortgage insurance. That private mortgage insurance is used to insure the lender in case you default. They're insured because there's not enough equity in the home for them to feel comfortable. They're insured for any losses they might take on. Okay, that's what the PMI is for. Now, in this scenario, this person has an interest rate they like. They want to get rid of the PMI, Ken, without getting rid of the interest rate. Because for the getting rid of the PMI, they have to have less than
21%.
It's actually 22 is the number. It's you need
78%.
78%. So if your original loan amount was $100,000, once your loan amount gets down to $78,000, the PMI can go away. Okay? So how do you get rid of the PMI? You're going to have to pay down your current mortgage balance down to less than 78% of your original appraised value, right? So if the appraised value when you got the loan was $400,000, you're going to need to have 22% equity in that property. And so that's how you do it. You have to pay down the loan balance to less than 78% of the value.
$315,000.
So anyway, Ken's doing head math, and that's good. We like doing that here on the show. So we are helping you out, letting you know that you're going to be, he says somewhere around 315. So I'm going to say that 72% of 400,000 is somewhere around 312, somewhere in there. So 78% of 400,000. So anyway, you're going to need to, we don't know what you owe in your house, but you're going to need to do that if you want to not refinance out of your interest rate. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We have text lines open. Text us now. So, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, no golfing today?
Tentatively. Depends on the weather.
So it's rain dependent.
Is grilling rain dependent?
Are you grilling anything, Pitmaster?
For the first time in a long time, I have a whole weekend off of no pit mastering. But
so let me ask you a question. Why do they call you the pit master? Are you a professional?
Not a professional per se, but there's a few trophies and ribbons.
Yeah.
In the garage.
Now, do you grill chicken? Do you grill brisket? What are you pitting?
We do actual competitions, usually with some sort of charity element involved, and it's usually brisket, ribs, chicken, beans, dessert, sometimes some.
All right.
Open competition.
All right, you're getting people all hungry now. Now, are any of you going to have any college football withdrawal this weekend?
Oh, we got Army Navy.
Oh, well, I guess you can go watch that, Ken.
Yeah.
And the rest of you are going to have to just go online and apply for a mortgage with TexasLending.com. We have your text lines open. If you want to text us your question, it's 972-387-4600. If you're trying to buy a home, text us your current income, your expected down payment, and your credit score. And we'll answer your questions about how much home you might be able to buy with that and what your payment might be able to be. So, Ken, you see these purchases all the time. Let's say a $400,000 home. What would the payment be with taxes and insurance included on a, you know, we don't know the rate, the PMI, but there's a general number right now about what people are getting into a $400,000 loan on.
$900 per 100 grand, give or take.
So you're probably $3,600 a month on a $400,000 loan.
Now that the taxes are going to be...
Depending on taxes.
Estimated, depending on your down payment, PMI.
The value of the house.
Be there, but give or take, 36.
Somewhere in that ballpark, give or take a few hundred bucks depending on... Now, the reason we bring $400,000 up, the average sales price of a builder building a house right now is $500,000.
That's right.
That's the average price of a new home being built. Here I just want to talk about something here. While we don't have any current text to be able to get to, get your text questions in if you'd like to have them answered, 972-387-4600. This whole bubble was built on really low interest rates. The bubble was built by the Federal Reserve buying rates really low. Okay, this wasn't done by the consumer. This wasn't done by you with your 401k buying mortgage rates down. This was done by the Federal Reserve buying mortgage rates low. Buying those mortgage rates low caused an increase of home values from, you know, instead of 250,000, they're at 400,000 and 500,000 and even more. So, you know, we talk about there being capitalism out, you know, capitalism in the United States. Capitalism is when consumer demand and they want to buy something and people want to invest their capital to start a company and people want to invest in a property or they want to invest in a company and maybe that company makes money. But what we have here is we've had this bubble created, and there's a problem. The problem is it was created by getting rates down to 2% on mortgages, 2.5%. So we said, okay, we don't need homes at 300,000 anymore. We don't need homes at 350 or 400. We want them at 600. So we're gonna have interest rates be really low. And they can say, well, we did it because of COVID. Okay, but now what you have is you have rates at 6, given minus 1% right now for most people. And those things were created at 2.5. So you have this $600,000 house, or that $600,000 house. If you change the rate by just 1% on a $600,000 loan, that's $500 a month. A 1% differential. Now our differential right now is 3 to 4%. So you're talking $2,000 a month different on the interest than it was just last December. You're talking $2,000 a month in interest. $24,000 a year for a person who wanted a $600,000 loan last year versus this year. You can cut that in half and say a $300,000 home. That's still $12,000 more a year just in interest because of the interest rates. And so this was not created by capitalism. This is created by a private bank buying mortgage rates down. And now, then they say, we're just going to get out of this. We're going to get out of buying mortgage bonds. We're not going to do it anymore. It's up to you now. And everyone went, so now, you know, and here's the other thing. We have trillions upon trillions upon trillions of hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt in this world that's out there. And when you take the trillions of dollars of debt and it's all being paid back at rates of 2 and 3%, and then you double the rates on trillions of dollars of debt, you know, and governments have to refinance their debt, and they have to take on, our government prints money, they got to take on a new debt. It's a problem. And so there's problems out there, and we don't know what's happening next. But I know that the stuff that we see going on in interest rates, you know, you didn't cause that, consumer. Mm. You know, the stuff that's going on in these interest rates has been imposed upon us, and you, the consumer, hopefully can take advantage if you're timing it right. We want to be here to help you with that. Get your text in now. Okay, Bubba. Mm. This person says I can refinance without changing my rate, or do a cash out refi without changing my rate. No, you can't refinance without, only if rates were the same right now as when you got your original loan.
Yeah.
Now the other way to do it is to buy your rate down. But if your rate's at, we don't know what your rate is. This was the text. Can I refinance without changing my rate? If you're at 3 and the mortgage rates are at 6, there's not enough money in the world you don't want to buy that rate down to 3. And on a cash out refinance, they're generally higher. Yes. They're specifically higher than regular refinances.
Yeah.
So
what are you using the cash out for? If you're paying off 30% credit card.
Interest. Or 20% credit card.
Yeah.
Some people have 20, 30. What's the most credit card debt you ever paid off, Bubba, on a cash out refinance?
40-something thousand.
Oh, I've had 250, 300.
300,000 in credit card debt?
There were multiple cards with a $90,000 balance on it.
Yeah, the most I ever saw was someone had 75 grand. That was about 4 grand a month for them. And they paid that stuff off, and at the time, it saved them several thousand dollars a month.
Oh, yeah. Would it save them a lot more now?
Yeah. Well, the interest rates being high on the credit cards, there's opportunities to refinance that debt. Get your debt refinanced. But this person here, you're going to have to take the whatever rate's out there in the market, the current market rate. It's like saying I want to buy Microsoft at 100, and Microsoft goes up to 300. Can I still buy Microsoft at 100?
You can't buy stocks at yesterday prices.
Well, this one right here, you get to date a new interest rate. Yeah. So if you want to get cash out of your home, go online and apply, TexasLending.com. All right, next question we're going to get to before the break. Can I make only interest payments and then refinance a HELOC before it balloons? A HELOC's a home equity line of credit. 5-year draw, 10-year payback.
Depends on how it's set up. If it's a 10-year payback, it sounds like it is interest.
The other thing, it says, can I make only interest payments and then refinance and HELOC? So the question is a little bit confusing. Can I make only interest payments and then refinance a HELOC? Okay, so they want to make only interest payments on a HELOC, it sounds like.
Well, that's what the payments that are dictated on a HELOC are interest-only payments for the first 10 years.
Yeah.
And then after that, it goes to the full.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I don't pay attention to HELOCs because we're not currently doing them.
Yeah.
But
depends on how they're set up. They're set up differently.
When you're getting cash out of your house in Texas, the Texas equity loan law, I don't know if it allows interest-only payments. Now, when we first started doing those loans in 1998, we were doing home equity loans, cash out refinances, with interest only payments, and we were doing them for a couple of years, and then the servicers out there stopped doing them because they thought that might foul of the
home equity loan law
in Texas. So there was no longer any interest only cash out loans. There's some certain things on Texas cash out loans, like there can never be PMI in a Texas cash out loan.
Right.
Well, if you're only going up to 80% of the value of the house,
that's why you don't have FHA cash outs in Texas.
Yeah, and so there's there's because the home equity loan law in Texas says there shall be no PMI or mortgage insurance paid on a cash out refinances in Texas. See, in other states, they can get a cash out refinance on an FHA or VA loan. We can't do that in Texas because VA has a funding fee, which is insurance. And a FHA loan has mortgage insurance premiums that go to the government. And so that is the reason there are no government cash outs. Now, I can tell you in other states, we're doing cash out rates in the fives because you can get an FHA rate in the fives. Okay. In Texas, we got to do them on conventional loans, and those conventional rates right now, we're finding those cash out refinances are typically about 1% higher than those government insured loans. So, you know, in that regard, you know, we are seeing some cash out conventional loans. If you have a lot of equity in your house and a really good credit score, and your loan's over $250,000-$300,000, we're seeing some rates locked in the high fives. But it's changing daily. Rates are going up and down. Everyone has a different situation, and so we just want to always share that there's conditions with every one of these loans, and you have to call to find out. We'll get you a good quote, something that's up to speed on what your payment would be and all those things. So trying to give you an idea about where things are, and so you can kind of judge whether it's worth a call or check and see if it can work for you. We want to take a break. When we come back, we want to answer your phone. The one thing that one person said here, they talked about getting interest-only payments on a HELOC. It says they have a rental property. So
you can't get a HELOC on a rental property.
So make sure you clear that up with your bank that's going to get you that HELOC loan. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. We're coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. People want to get home equity out of their house, but they're concerned. You know what? The average person getting home equity out of their home in Texas with TexasLending.com still has 40% equity in their house after they get a home equity loan. Call TexasLending.com. Shore up your finances today. 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773. Equal housing lender.
Here in the Metroplex, if our sports teams aren't winning, we make changes. So if you're losing your hard-earned cash on old, non-energy efficient windows, why give them special treatment? Call 214-302-8541 or visit maverickwindows.com for a free quote today.
Gather near and bring the cheer this holiday season. Dazzle and delight the love of your life with a gift from Helzberg Diamonds. Don't miss great prices on stunning diamond studs, tennis bracelets, gemstone rings, and the year's must-have look, gold jewelry for stacking and layering. Another reason to go to Helzberg? Get a free Microsoft Surface Laptop Go with a purchase of $1,699 or more. Visit Helzberg.com or a store near you today. Limited time offer while supplies last. See online or in store for details.
The Sports Spotlight, delivered by Driveway.com.
Cincinnati's young quarterback led his team to victory last weekend with a big win over Kansas City. Since he entered the fourth quarter trailing by a touchdown, but that didn't stop the relentless QB from making a huge comeback and securing a 27-24 win.
Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Driveway.com. Car buying delivered on your terms and on your turf.
On
Saturday, December 10th.
What in the world?
Ring of Honor Wrestling presents Final Battle Live on pay-per-view.
I'm changing what Ring of Honor is. I'm going to desecrate its legacy.
At College Park Center in Arlington, Texas. Then on Wednesday, December 14th.
AEW coming to you live from Dallas, Texas.
AEW Winter is coming at AEW Rampage Invade, the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland. Don't miss Kenny Omega, The Young Bucks, MJF.
I'm a generational talent.
Soraya, John Moxley.
Get in the ring with me. It's dangerous as all hell.
Brian Danielson, Mario Castagnoli, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, Jamie Hayter, Eddie Kingston, Orange Cassidy, The Acclaimed, Swerve in Our Glory, Jade, FTR, Tony Storm, Wardlow, Chris Jericho, and the Jericho Appreciation Society, Darby Allin, Sting. Don't miss Ring of Honor. Final battle at a special start time. Doors open at 1 p.m. at College Park Center.
Whoa!
An AEW Winter is coming. An AEW Rampage at the Curtis Colwell Center. Tickets are on sale now. And make a great holiday gift. Go to AEWTIX.com right now. Cards subject to change.
Lone Elm is a straight wheat whiskey since 2012, made at Five Points Distilling in Forney, Texas. Made from 90% Texas soft red winter wheat and 10% malted barley. All sourced locally here in Texas and made with Texas rainwater. The flavor profile is dark cherry, stone fruit beginnings with touches of currant and cocoa. Finished with aftertones of oak, vanilla, saddle leather, and hints of tobacco. Honey barrel and cherry cask now available. Honey from master beekeeper Bee King out of Kaufman County. Lone-Elm.com.
Texas Rangers 2023 season tickets are on sale now, along with great member benefits. There'll be great matchups all season long. Major League Baseball's new balanced schedule means every American League team will visit the ballpark in 2023, as will eight National League squads. The Rangers will be ready. The question is, will you? Make your plans to be here for what's next. Explore your 2023 season ticket options at TexasRangers.com/season tickets.
We're back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Happy to take your text, 972-387-4600. Anyway, Ken Knight, the Pitmaster, here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, talking about your home loans, and always want to answer your questions for you. My wife is hanging up Christmas decorations yesterday, and...
I wish you had the visual on this, but go ahead, Kevin.
Well, she tried to hang up a string of a string banner that says ho 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 ho, but she ended up hanging up backwards,
right over their bedroom.
Oh 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 oh, and so I don't know if she's like putting me to the test. Is this a challenge? I don't know. I have to talk to her about it. She was out with a party with a bunch of ladies last night, and I didn't get to talk to her yet. We got to find out just what she means by this. There are no mistakes.
I think we know what she means.
Okay, well, make sure you go online and apply for TexasSunny.com today. If you are putting up Christmas decorations, hopefully you have fun doing it. We still have time for some more questions. I want to share with everyone that mortgage rates have dropped about 1%. There's a lot of stuff coming up this week, guys.
Well, again.
So, the purchasing price. What do they call that thing? The PPI came
CPI?
Out. It was the PPI that came out the last couple of days. Anyway, it came out higher than what they expected. And this week, the Consumer Price Index comes out, and the Federal Reserve is supposed to meet coming up here. And so, hopefully, mortgage rates can stay where they are. If the mortgage industry gets any more difficult than it is, then that's going to be a real challenge out there in the world. We'll have to wait and see what comes of that meeting. We want to be here for you at TexasSunny.com, and we want to share with you the things that are happening. We'll make sure we do that in coming weeks. All right, Ken, people are out there. They want to buy a home. They're calling you. What's the biggest question they have for you? Do they say, what is the rate?
That's it.
That's it?
On every single phone call, hello, how can I help you? 90% are, what is interest rate?
And so when we do Google advertising. People, when they're shopping for a mortgage in Texas, you type in mortgage, TexasSunny.com will pop up. And over time, we've been doing this for 17 years I've been doing Google. And over that 17 years, we have the historical knowledge of all the words that people have typed in, that where we've shown up for an impression, where they've typed in this word. So I looked in yesterday. I went to Google into our account, and I looked at what word is the most mentioned word, shopped for word.
Are Bubba and I guessing?
I'm just going to tell you that. If you look at the top 200 words, they all have the word interest rate in them. What is the interest rate? That's what people want to know. So anyway, here's the next question. How to get rid of PMI, but what about an FHA equivalent? Can you get rid of FHA PMI? There used to be a time.
When did you get your loan?
Back in the old good days. In the good old days, you could get rid of FHA PMI. But now that FHA PMI kind of sticks on you and it stays there. The only way you can get rid of that PMI would be on an FHA 15-year mortgage. And it wouldn't go away until 11 years into the loan. And you'd have to have an equity in that loan. But the PMI, for example, if you let's say you go out and got an FHA loan today, 30-year FHA, that PMI stays in that loan for the life of the loan. It doesn't go away. It doesn't reduce. So you got to refinance out of that FHA loan, or you have to go to a conventional loan, or you have to pay the home off, or one of those things on a conventional, on an FHA. If you refinance to another FHA loan, you're still going to have the PMI. The mortgage insurance premium. And so you'd have to refinance to a conventional loan to get rid of the MIP on FHA. Where you could write off your PMI. But with the Trump tax cuts, they got rid of a lot of the write-offs that come along with owning a home, the insurance you pay, the PMI that you pay, these kind of things. They have to add up to a certain dollar amount, otherwise, you know, there's not a benefit in writing them off. So, yeah, that PMI used to be a potential write-off for you. Your interest in your PMI and your all those things.
Yeah.
But anyway, things are different these days. You got to talk to your CPA about getting those tax rates off on that, tax write-offs on those things. Spend some time this weekend. Go online and apply on TexasLending.com. A loan officer, they're going to call you, speak with you. Show you some numbers. You're either going to go ho, 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 ho when you see those numbers. You're going to say, oh, 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 oh. One of those two things is going to happen. And you can check it out. Call Ken. Ken will talk to you about buying a home this weekend. And ask for Ken Knight when you call. He's the pit master.
I might be here for a little while after the show. Yeah, call in.
Call in if you're looking to buy a home. Barbecue
recipes. I'll give you a quote and a recipe.
So can you barbecue scrambled eggs?
Put sauce on them.
You know, I've never had anyone ask that question.
Because I'm thinking about breakfast right now, and now I'm thinking of all the smoked scrambled eggs or, you know.
I mean, you can smoke anything. Trust me.
I know what you were doing in college. We're not talking about that, Ken. But we're talking about mortgages and barbecue. Okay, we got to get out of here, folks. We wish we could spend more time with you, but Bubba's got to go see if he can go golfing. Ken's got to go write some recipes. So for Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and the Pitmaster Ken Knight, I'm Kevin Miller. Hope to see you all next weekend when you join us for the next Mortgage Hour on 105.3 The Fan.
Friday morning, audio gold.
Hey, RJ, I mean, that's a no-brainer where he went. So.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy with Sean and RJ. Friday mornings at 7:15, right here on The Fan and the Odyssey app.
The previous program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
Hart HVAC, providing HVAC efficient solutions in the DFW Metroplex. Have you been affected by this winter blast? Call Hart. Same day service available, veteran owned. Financing available, service fee waived with the promo code RANGERS. Hart HVAC, Hart spelled H-A-R-T. An official sponsor of the Texas Rangers.
This ball is crushed.
HartHVAC.net, 682-804-8190.
TACLB 487680.
I'm Pete Thompson with a consumer team alert. With colder weather coming, don't be fooled by the quickie 30-minute tune-ups that many companies do. Call the on-time experts now. They'll thoroughly disassemble, clean, and reassemble your HVAC system and give you a no-breakdown guarantee so you know you'll be warm this winter. Normally, this tune-up is $199. For new customers to call right now, you'll pay just $59. Go to theontimeexperts.com. Theontimeexperts.com.
On Saturday, December 10th.
What in the world?
Ring of Honor Wrestling presents Final Battle Live on pay-per-view.
I'm changing what Ring of Honor is. I'm going to desecrate its legacy.
At College Park Center in Arlington, Texas. Then on Wednesday, December 14th.
AEW coming to you live from Dallas, Texas.
AEW Winter is coming. And AEW Rampage invade the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland. Don't miss Kenny Omega, The Young Bucks, MJF.
I'm a generational talent.
Soraya, John Moxley.
Get in the ring with me. It's dangerous as all hell.
Ryan Danielson, Mario Castagnoli, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, Jamie Hayter, Eddie Kingston, Orange Cassidy, The Acclaimed, Swerve in Our Glory, Jade, FTR, Tony Storm, Wardlow, Chris Jericho, and the Jericho Appreciation Society, Harvey Allen, Sting. Don't miss Ring of Honor, final battle at a special start time. Doors open at 1 p.m. at College Park Center.
Wow.
An AEW winner is coming, an AEW Rampage at the Curtis Colwell Center. Tickets are on sale now, and make a great holiday gift. Go to AEWTIX.com right now. Cards subject to change.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
If you're in the market for a home loan, TexasLending.com is here to help. And now is the time. With home prices stabilizing, call TexasLending.com. It's your chance to shine with TexasLending.com. For your home purchase, get that free pre-approval today. 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
We've all seen our favorite athletes, friends, and even ourselves go through sports injuries or just have hereditary setbacks. From Peyton Manning to Yu Darvish, more and more people are utilizing stem cell therapy. Many studies have shown that stem cell therapy works. Dr. Bill Johnson at Innovations Medical is here in the Metroplex and has performed over 1,000 stem cell procedures. Interested? With offices in Fort Worth and Dallas, call Innovations Medical today, 214-643-8665, innovationsmedical.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Or bank that's going to get you that HELOC loan. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. We're coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. People want to get home equity out of their house, but they're concerned. You know what? The average person getting home equity out of their home in Texas with TexasLending.com still has 40% equity in their house after they get a home equity loan. Call TexasLending.com. Shore up your finances today. 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
Here in the Metroplex, if our sports teams aren't winning, we make changes. So if you're losing your hard-earned cash on old, non-energy efficient windows, why give them special treatment? Call 214-302-8541 or visit maverickwindows.com for a free quote today.
Gather near and bring the cheer this holiday season. Dazzle and delight the love of your life with a gift from Helzberg Diamonds. Don't miss great prices on stunning diamond studs, tennis bracelets, gemstone rings, and the year's must-have look, gold jewelry for stacking and layering. Another reason to go to Helzberg? Get a free Microsoft Surface Laptop Go with a purchase of $1,699 or more. Visit Helzberg.com or a store near you today. Limited time offer while supplies last. See online or in store for details.
The Sports Spotlight, delivered by Driveway.com.
Cincinnati's young quarterback led his team to victory last weekend with a big win over Kansas City. Since he entered the fourth quarter trailing by a touchdown, but that didn't stop the relentless QB from making a huge comeback and securing a 27-24 win.
Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Driveway.com. Car buying delivered on your terms and on your turf.
On Saturday, December 10th.
What in the world?
Ring of Honor Wrestling presents Final Battle Live on pay-per-view.
I'm changing what Ring of Honor is. I'm going to
going to desecrate his legacy.
At College Park Center in Arlington, Texas. Then on Wednesday, December 14th.
AEW coming to you live from Dallas, Texas.
AEW Winter is Coming. And AEW Rampage invade the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland. Don't miss Kenny Omega, The Young Bucks, MJF.
I'm a generational talent.
Saraya, John Moxley.
Been in the ring with me. It's dangerous as all hell.
Ryan Danielson, Mario Castagnoli, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, Jamie Hayter, Eddie Kingston, Orange Cassidy, The Acclaimed, Swerve in Our Glory, Jade, FTR, Tony Storm, Wardlow, Chris Jericho, and the Jericho Appreciation Society, Darby Allin, Sting. Don't miss Ring of Honor. Final battle at a special start time. Doors open at 1 p.m. at College Park Center.
Whoa!
And AEW Winter is Coming. And AEW Rampage at the Curtis Colwell Center. Tickets are on sale now. And make a great holiday gift. Go to AEWTIX.com right now. Card subject to change.
Lone Elm is a straight weed whiskey since 2012, made at Five Points Distilling in Forney, Texas. Made from 90% Texas soft red winter wheat and 10% malted barley. All sourced locally here in Texas and made with Texas rainwater. The flavor profile is dark cherry, stone fruit beginnings with touches of currant and cocoa. Finished with aftertones of oak, vanilla, saddle leather, and hints of tobacco. Honey barrel and cherry cask now available. Honey from master beekeeper Bee King out of Kaufman County. Lone-Elm.com.
Texas Rangers 2023 season tickets are on sale now. Along with great member benefits, there'll be great matchups all season long. Major League Baseball's new balanced schedule means every American League team will visit the ballpark in 2023, as will eight National League squads. The Rangers will be ready. The question is, will you? Make your plans to be here for what's next. Explore your 2023 season ticket options at texasrangers.com/season tickets.
We're back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Happy to take your text, 972-387-4600. Anyway, Ken Knight, the Pitmaster, here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, talking about your home loans, and always want to answer your questions for you. My wife is hanging up Christmas decorations yesterday, and...
I wish you had the visual on this, but go ahead, Kevin.
Well, she tried to hang up a string of a string banner that says ho 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 ho, but she ended up hanging up backwards,
right
and
over
it
their
says,
bedroom.
Oh 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 oh, and so I don't know if she's like putting me to the test. If I, this is like a challenge? I don't know. I have to talk to her about it. She was out with a party with a bunch of ladies last night, and I didn't get to talk to her yet. We got to find out just what she means by this. There are no mistakes.
I think
just
we know what she means.
Okay, well, make sure you go online and apply for TexasLending.com today. If you are putting up Christmas decorations, hopefully you have fun doing it. We still have time for some more questions. When I share with everyone that mortgage rates have dropped about 1%, there's a lot of stuff coming up this week, guys. So the purchasing price, what do they call that thing? The PPI came out.
CPI?
There was the PPI that came out the last couple of days. Anyway, it came out higher than what they expected. And this week, the Consumer's Price Index comes out. And the Federal Reserve is supposed to meet coming up here. And so hopefully mortgage rates can stay where they are. If the mortgage industry gets any more difficult than it is, then that's going to be a real challenge out there in the world. We'll have to wait and see what comes of that meeting. We want to be here for you at TexasLending.com, and we want to share with you the things that are happening. We'll make sure we do that in coming weeks. All right, Ken, people are out there. They want to buy a home. They're calling you. What's the biggest question they have for you? Do they say, what is the rate?
That's it.
That's it?
Every single phone call, hello, how can I help you? 90% are, what is interest rate?
And so when we do Google, advertising. People, when they're shopping for a mortgage in Texas, you type in mortgage, TexasLending.com will pop up. And over time, we've been doing this for 17 years I've been doing Google. And for over that 17 years, we have the historical knowledge of all the words that people have typed in, that where we've shown up for an impression, where they've typed in this word. So I looked in yesterday. I went to Google into our account, and I looked at what word is the most mentioned word, shopped for word.
Are Bub and I guessing?
No, I'm just going to tell you that. If you look at the top 200 words, they all have the word interest rate in them. What is the interest rate? That's what people want to know. So anyway, here's the next question. How to get rid of PMI, but what about an FHA equivalent? Can you get rid of FHA PMI? There used to be a time.
When did you get your loan?
Back in the old good days. In the good old days, you could get rid of FHA PMI. But now that FHA PMI kind of sticks on you and it stays there, the only way you can get rid of that PMI would be on an FHA 15-year mortgage. And it wouldn't go away for until 11 years into the loan. And you'd have to have an equity in that loan. But the PMI, for example, if you let's say you go out and got an FHA loan today, 30-year FHA, that PMI stays in that loan for the life of the loan. It doesn't go away. It doesn't reduce. So you got to refinance out of that FHA loan, or you have to go to a conventional loan, or you have to pay the home off, or one of those things on a conventional, on an FHA. If you refinance to another FHA loan, you're still going to have the PMI. The mortgage insurance premium. And so you'd have to refinance to a conventional loan to get rid of the MIP on FHA. It used to be where you could write off your PMI. But with the Trump tax cuts, they got rid of a lot of the write-offs that come along with owning a home, the insurance you pay, the PMI that you pay, these kind of things. They have to add up to a certain dollar amount, otherwise, you know, there's not a benefit in writing them off. So, yeah, that PMI used to be a potential write-off for you. Your interest and your PMI and your all those things.
Yeah.
But anyway, things are different these days. You got to talk to your CPA about getting those tax write-offs on those things. Spend some time this weekend. Go online and apply on TexasLending.com. A loan officer, they're going to call you, speak with you. Show you some numbers. You're either going to go ho, 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 ho when you see those numbers. You're going to say, oh, 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 oh. One of those two things is going to happen. And you can go, you can check it out. Call Ken. Ken will talk to you about buying a home this weekend. And ask for Ken Knight when you call. He's the pit master.
I might be here for a little while after the show. Yeah, call in.
Call in if you're looking to buy a home.
Barbecue recipes. I'll give you a quote and a recipe.
So can you barbecue scrambled eggs?
You can put sauce on them.
You know, I've never had anyone ask that question.
Because I'm thinking about breakfast right now, and now I'm thinking about all this smoked scrambled eggs or... You know,
I mean, you can smoke anything. Trust me.
I know what you were doing in college. We're not talking about that, Ken. But we're talking about mortgages and barbecue. Okay, we got to get out of here, folks. We wish we could spend more time with you, but Bubba's got to go see if he can go golfing. Ken's got to go write some recipes. So for Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and the Pitmaster Ken Knight, I'm Kevin Miller. Hope to see you all next weekend when you join us for the next Mortgage Hour on 105.3 The Fan.
Friday morning, audio gold.
Hey, RJ, I'm at a no-brainer where he went. So.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy with Sean and RJ. Friday mornings at 7:15, right here on The Fan and the Odyssey app.
The previous program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
Hart HVAC, providing HVAC-efficient solutions in the DFW Metroplex. Have you been affected by this winter blast? Call Hart. Same-day service available, veteran-owned. Financing available, service fee waived with the promo code RANGERS. Hart HVAC, Hart, spelled H-A-R-T. An official sponsor of the Texas Rangers.
This ball is crushed.
HartHVAC.net, 682-804-8190.
TACLB 487680.
I'm Pete Thompson with a consumer team alert. With colder weather coming, don't be fooled by the quickie 30-minute tune-ups that many companies do. Call the on-time experts now. They'll thoroughly disassemble, clean, and reassemble your HVAC system and give you a no-breakdown guarantee so you know you'll be warm this winter. Normally, this tune-up is $199. For new customers to call right now, you'll pay just $59. Go to theontimeexperts.com. Theontimeexperts.com.
on Saturday, December 10th.
What in the world?
Ring of Honor Wrestling presents Final Battle Live on pay-per-view.
I'm changing what Ring of Honor is. I'm going to desecrate its legacy.
At College Park Center in Arlington, Texas. Then on Wednesday, December 14th.
AEW coming to you live from Dallas, Texas.
AEW Winter is Coming and AEW Rampage invade the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland. Don't miss Kenny Omega, The Young Bucks, MJF.
I'm a generational talent.
Soraya, John Moxley.
Get in the ring with me. It's dangerous as all hell.
Ryan Danielson, Mario Castagnoli, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, Jamie Hayter, Eddie Kingston, Orange Cassidy, The Acclaimed, Swerve in Our Glory, Jade, FTR, Tony Storm, Wardlow, Chris Jericho, and the Jericho Appreciation Society, Darby Allin, Sting. Don't miss Ring of Honor. Final battle at a special start time. Doors open at 1 p.m. at College Park Center.
Wow.
And AEW Winter is Coming and AEW Rampage at the Curtis Colwell Center. Tickets are on sale now and make a great holiday gift. Go to AEWTIX.com right now. Cards subject to change.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
If you're in the market for a home loan, TexasLending.com is here to help. And now is the time. With home prices stabilizing, call TexasLending.com. It's your chance to shine with TexasLending.com. For your home purchase, get that free pre-approval today, 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
We've all seen our favorite athletes, friends, and even ourselves go through sports injuries or just have hereditary setbacks. From Peyton Manning to Yu Darvish, more and more people are utilizing stem cell therapy. Many studies have shown that stem cell therapy works. Dr. Bill Johnson at Innovations Medical is here in the Metroplex and has performed over 1,000 stem cell procedures. Interested? With offices in Fort Worth and Dallas, call Innovations Medical today, 214-643-8665, innovationsmedical.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.